The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete, of low audio quality, and not offered on cassette. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
Thank you. Good evening, friends, and you may be seated if you will. About 7 years ago, on May the 7th, 1946, Greens Mill, Indiana, there was an angel come in the room where I was at, a man walking. He didn't have wings, he was just a big man. He had a white garment down to his feet. And he said that I was born to pray for sick people. And I told him I was uneducated, illiterate, and I wasn't able to go. He said I'd be praying for kings and monarchs and message around the world, a message that would bring the second coming of Christ, put me in. And I told him I couldn't do it, and he told me then for me to put my hands on the people, and they would be told what was wrong. He said, then if you'll be sincere, it'll come to pass that you'll even know the secrets of their heart. And said, by this they will believe. And I said, well, that's what I was praying about. I didn't understand it. And he referred to the scriptures about Jesus knowing Philip, what he did before he came and got in the prayer line. Jesus told him, said, you're a Christian or a believer. He said, how did you know I was a believer? A man whom there is no guile. He said, before Philip called you, when he was under the tree, I saw you. He said, you're the Son of God. You believe he sent me to do that? You do. You do with all your heart. Then I'll be able to help you. Because help you what? Help you to believe Jesus. For he told me, if you get the people to believe you and then be sincere when you pray, nothing's going to stand before your prayer. You believe that with all your heart. Now look this way. There it is. Now, audience, here he is. You who've seen the picture, when we meet at the day of judgment, that angel isn't standing 2 foot from where I'm standing right now. That's right. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take jurisdiction over every spirit in this room. And may Almighty God, who raised up His Son, sent back His Spirit into His prophet to represent Him, may He see to it that is manifested tonight. The woman seems to be going away from me. She's in a hospital or an office, doctor's office or a hospital room or something, and she's being examined, and they're pressing on her side. It's on her left side, and there's a middle-aged man, and it's a tumor. And it's in the left side of the woman. There's two doctors, and one says it's to be operated, and the other says it can't be operated. Is that the truth? Was that description exactly? I just see something moving. You've been prayed for before in a meeting, evangelistic meeting. There's a man that was kind of dark-headed, thin. Why, it was me. I prayed for you. You had tumor in the brain, and you were healed. I see a light flash around you. You were healed with tumor in the brain. And you're not from this city. You're from Illinois. Is that right? And where you were prayed for was some kind of a palm trees or a great big ocean or lake around the side or something other like that, palm trees around, where you were healed. Is that the truth? Come here. Jehovah, the great Jehovah Rapha, who appeared on the brass serpent and appeared on the cross, and now in this last days had appeared in man to take away sickness and sin. Almighty God, in the name of thy Son Jesus, I rebuke the devil that's bound this woman. May it come out of her, and may she go and be normally well. For the glory of God, I ask this in the name of his Son Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe you're going to be well? Look, I want you to walk close to him now. You've been trying to do that lately anyhow. You've had ups and downs all through your life. I know it's a black streak behind you. You've had up and down, tried and seek and tried and prayed and seek and tried. Now go on. You're going to be filled now. And God's goodness and power. God bless you. How do you do? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe me to be his servant? You do? How quickly it's moving from us to this baby. Something of the baby's ruptured. Here's something about you, too. You need Jesus Christ as your Savior. The baby's father needs the same. Is that right? You both need to be Christians. Will you promise that you'll serve God if God lets your baby get well? With all your heart? You believe it? He'll make it well? Just keep your hand laying on the baby. Bow your head everywhere. Lord Jesus, I bless this baby in the name of Jesus Christ, and may its little body be healed. May it get well, and may the loved ones become Christians this night, and may they serve you with all their heart. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you now. Go. The baby will be all right. Come, bring the lady. Now, don't be in no hurry. Just everyone, just be quiet and reverent just a minute. Don't notice the clock. Let's just be quiet just a minute. All right, lady. I want to talk to you just a moment. You believe me to be this God's servant? I believe that comes from a true heart. All right, I may help you to receive Jesus then. All right, you're suffering with a nervous condition, and you're tormented by an evil spirit. Hangs around there, he's black, wavy looking, but he knows his time has come. Now, you're suffering also something. No, I see something open before me just a moment. I see a hospital or some sort of an operation. And they've removed a gallbladder. That must have been a long time ago. You look much younger. And it's still giving you trouble,
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Are those things true?
Yeah.
This is true also. Look at me. It's gone from you.
Oh.
Go off the platform rejoicing and happy. That evil spirit left you while you're standing right there. God in Jesus Christ's name. Have faith. Just a moment, it's following her. God bless you, sister. That's the way to go rejoicing. Stands over a woman, gray-headed, looking at me just now. It's got heart trouble and female trouble. Sitting right back there on the front line. You believe in Jesus Christ, make you well. There sits one by the side of him. He's got colon trouble. God bless you. Accept your healing. Be made well. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, make you well if you only believe. Just a moment. It's by a child. Just have faith. Sitting right back there, you want to deal with that rupture, sir? Second person sitting in, you believe that God will make you well? Or if you do, stand up to your feet and accept your healing. God bless you, the man sitting here. That's the way to do it. Be made well. There's something flesh of woman raised up or somewhere. Just a moment, the angel of the Lord is in that corner. Can't you see that? Look here, friends, every one of you. Look, stand right over here on this side. Can't you see that milling yellow streak there? I wait, it's a moving out. I see something, it's a minister standing by a pulpit. He's got heart trouble, high blood pressure. Just a moment. There he is. He's got his hand up. God bless you, sir. Aren't you a minister of the gospel? Got high blood pressure and heart trouble? Jesus Christ is here to make you whole. You accept it? Just a moment. That little boy sitting next to you is some relation to you, isn't he? You believe me to be God's prophet, Reverend Sir? You believe me to be his prophet? That little boy has something wrong with his throat, doesn't he? Is that right? Lay your hand over on it. God, in Jesus' name, I bless the boy for its healing. God bless you. That lady sitting next to you is your wife. I see you're at the same house. Tell the little boy, don't weep. He's healed. You'll be all right. That lady has something on her back of her head here. It's on her head and on her limb. It's cancer. That's your wife. Lay your hands over on her. God, in Jesus' name, make her well. That goes over to a lady sitting next to her. She's got female trouble and heart trouble. Isn't that right, sister? But you're not connected with these other people. These people's come from away from here. They're from Illinois, I believe. They come from away from here. Your heart trouble and female trouble. There's a lady sitting next to you who's got kidney trouble. Is that right, lady? Lay your hands over on each other. All of you in that corner, put your hands on one another. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, while your great Spirit's moving in that corner, heal every one of them. Grant it, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask it. God's glory be manifested. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart that God will bring it to pass. Remember, His presence is near and can bless. And how do you do, Sister? Miss Mary, I want to speak to you just a moment. If you believe with all your heart, won't you look this way to me a minute? There's something wrong with you. You're not in connection with God. You're out of God's will. It's exactly. Didn't you used to be a preacher or something? And you've backslid. And you went out to smoking cigarettes and everything else and turned your back on God. Is that right? But you come here tonight to get right with God. Well, He loves you. He'll forgive you of every sin and put you back into His work again. Do you believe that? You want to receive it? Raise your hand. Almighty God, cursed be that devil that's harmed the life of this woman. Come out of this woman, thou demon. God's servant, leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of her. All right, ladies, go on your road. Your sins are forgiven you now. Go back and serve God with all your heart. God bless you. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Why don't some of you out in there believe? Have faith in God. Way back in there, anywhere, challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ to look this way and believe and have faith, and God will make you well. Come, lady. How do you do? You believe with all your heart? You believe that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem sinners from sin and to heal the sick from their sickness? Your trouble's in your head. It's catarrh, and it's shut off. You don't have no sense of smell. You believe He healed you? He has. God bless you. Go on. You can smell now, and you can also go and be well. The headaches and things will leave. Have faith in God. Amen. Don't move. There he goes. The lady sitting way back there, hanging over, lady, that purple hat on, sitting on the end of the row, just wiped her eyes. Yes. If you have something wrong in your throat, it's coughing or something, it's bronchial trouble, bronchitis, you accept your healing? If you raise up your hand, wave your hand like that to God, if you accept your healing, God bless you, go home and get well. What about you, lady? You believe with all your heart? Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You believe with all your heart? I believe you're a good, sincere person. I believe it with all my heart. And I know there's a deep ridge of sorrow behind you. You're yet a young woman, but there's been many things that's happened. You've been very, I see a trail of blackness and darkness. You're here tonight, you're bringing this baby. And this baby is a rupture. And you want the baby dedicated to God.
That's right.
Isn't that true?
That's right.
Say, I see something wrong.
Yes.
It's a man.
Yes.
and he's very sick, mentally ill. It's your husband. And I see an explosion or war or something going on. It's a shell shock, isn't it? Well, God bless you. You're going to get well, both of you. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, make this person heal and heal his father. Grant it, Lord. May your spirit be there to make well through Jesus' name. Go on, my sister. Something just happened. I've seen something burst or blow. You believing? With all your heart? That little lady sitting the third person back in that row there with sinus trouble. Just turned your head there, sister. Do you want to be healed of sinus? You believe God will make you well? All right. Stand up to your feet and accept your healing from sinus. God makes you well now. God bless you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Bring the lady. Look this way, sister. You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes.
Go eat what you want till your stomach trouble left you. Come, lady. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is near. You want to get over kidney trouble, lady? You got kidney trouble going off the platform. He makes you well. Go believe him. Yes, sir. With all your heart. Just praise God. Come. Sitting way back there on the end of the row, you got something wrong with your leg, haven't you, sir? You believe that God will make you well? You do? All right, stand up to your feet and accept your healing. You're sitting there praying. God be with you. Bless you. Give you the exceedingly abundantly above all that could be done in thought. Still moving in that side. Have faith in God. I seen Brother Bosworth appear right in here. He was praying for a little boy or a young man. The boy's got one eye. And he's prayed for a little boy with one eye that's blind. Yes, there it is. The boy's got his hand up. That's the father sitting next to the boy. There's something wrong with either a child or a grandchild. It's a little girl or something. It's born crippled or something. The father's seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's got some troubles to give up some habits. If you'll do it, brother, God will give you the Holy Ghost and heal those children. Have faith in God. I kind of lost just a minute. You? I thought I was talking to Brother Boswell. You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes, sir.
You do with all your heart?
Yes, sir.
You don't believe me to be a mind reader, do you?
No, sir.
You believe me to be a servant of God? You're suffering with some sort of a high blood pressure?
Yes, sir.
And a kidney trouble?
Yes, sir.
And you're a preacher?
Yes, sir.
You're a Pentecostal preacher? And you've had a stroke or something. You've preached for years and years. When you was a young man, I see you in a pulpit years ago, all excited preaching. And you've had a stroke and that's let you down. Come here, my brother. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will make you well. Thou demon who's bound, my brother, come out of him. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave this man. Go out of him now, evil one. I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God, to depart from him. God bless you, brother. Return to your pulpit preaching. God bless you. Come, lady. You don't get all that back trouble? Accept your healing. Go off the platform shouting with all your heart and praising God. It's gone from you. All right. Come, lady. As you come, do you believe? With all your heart? Come here just a minute. Now the devil that's got a hold of you is holding many in here. He's pulling from every side and all around. And you realize that you can only live a little bit if God doesn't help you. But from everywhere, every person in you has got heart trouble, stand to your feet right now. That's what's the matter with this woman. Come on. Stand to your feet. God's going to make every one of you well at the same time. If he can make this woman well, he can make you well. Come here. Almighty God, who raised Jesus from the dead, these demons are trying to hold these people. They can't do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I adjure you to come out of these people. They're standing, confessing their faith. Leave the whole group of them. May God in heaven curse thee if you hold them any longer. May each one be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go live, sister. Every one of the rest of you go do the same thing. Go live in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be made well. All right. Come, lady. Did you accept yours the same time? All right, if you do, just keep on going. You heal the same way as one off. Thought that is, sister. It's you thought it was heart trouble. It caused your heart to react, but it's just a nervous condition, nervous heart. It's all gone from you. Go off the platform, say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Be made well. Come, lady. You believe me to be his prophet? You believe that God will reveal to me what's wrong with you? Every demon in the building is screaming for help. Everybody's got cancer. Stand to your feet. Here's the time to be healed. The woman's got cancer in a bad stage. Every person's got cancer. Stand to your feet and be healed at this time. Almighty God who made heavens and earth, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll rebuke these demons. May they come out of the people. You know, Satan, that when the angel of God who met there specified cancer, you can't hold them any longer. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, sister, and live in the name of Jesus Christ. Be well. Rest of you the same way. Go believing. Be made well. Come, lady. As you come, believe. You believe me to be his servant? Poor little fella. Streaks of blood is hanging between me and you. Got anemia condition. Isn't that right? Everybody's anemia. Stand to your feet. Accept your healing right now. Satan, you can't. You're exposed. You can't stay here any longer. While faith moves everywhere. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave these people. They come to Calvary by faith for a blood transfusion. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce them well. Amen. God bless you, little sister. Go rejoicing. Every one of you the rest of the way. Claim your healing. God makes you well. Do you believe with all your heart? How many of you have accepted your healing? Say amen.